The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statman, with you on this Friday, the 8th, I'm sorry, I don't want to wish your life away, folks. It is the 4th day of August, 2017. 4 days may not sound like a whole lot until it's your last 4 days. That is, if you know, if you're checking out. Well, this is going to be a different program today, I guarantee it. And why is it going to be different?
Because I'm on the show.
And if you think that's live, Michael Herzog, that is actually edited. And I'll be inserting his comments throughout the broadcast day here. How you doing, Mikey?
I'm doing well, John. How are you?
Let's start out with the sublime, and I guess you could put this under the header of, what the hell was that?
I don't know, but I'll tell you, this is going to be interesting, folks. Believe me. Go ahead.
First, let me do a little introduction by way of, an official trailer here. And this trailer, of course, what I'm in reference to here is, it's not Friends. Jeez, oh, Pete. It's called The Circle. Now, this is the official trailer. Stars Emma Watson, Tom Hanks, and who is the actor in there that is now dead?
Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton. He mm-hmm. was in his
that movie. Was his last performance, yes.
And when I made the remark to you last night that Bill Paxton is the first film I've seen him actually act in, and it's too bad because it was his last role. And then we went into a 45-minute diatribe because you are an actor, or you have been, in commercials, so on and so forth. So you know how that gig goes.
Yes.
But, folks, we watched a movie called The Circle. Here's the official trailer.
Do you think you behave better or worse when you are being watched?
I am a believer in the perfectibility of human beings.
At The Circle, we can finally realize our potential. When we are our best selves, there isn't a problem that we cannot solve. We can cure any disease, and we can end hunger.
Imagine the human rights implications.
The possibilities are endless.
Your payment, it was for 7813, and the bill was for 7831. Thank you.
You got the job at The Circle.
Have a drink, have a good time, and stay excited. You're at The Circle.
Hello, May. How are you?
Jared here will be doing your training.
When I first started, it took me a few weeks to really get the hang of it. Believe me, you're doing fine.
You should come visit me at work sometime.
You might think I was there to clean the toilets.
Everyone really likes you.
Your work's been exemplary, strong ratings, but your absence at several events.
Sorry, my dad had an episode and I was home helping out.
Is that related to his MS?
I've been looking into your parents' situation, and I have an idea.
So I was thinking it would make sense for May's folks to come on The Circle Health Plan.
I want to say how much I value what you've done for my family.
May, you're a valued part of The Circle. We care about everybody you care about.
May's only been with us for a few months, but she has made quite an impression.
So, May, do you think you behave better or worse when you are being watched?
We have cameras in place all over the world right now.
Watching you.
We used to go on adventures. We used to have fun and see things. And now it's all filtered through this. Does this really seem okay to you?
Watching you.
I didn't create this. This is not what I had in mind.
Watching you.
Things at the Circle, they need to change. Everything recorded, seen, broadcast, is stored, and analyzed here. They can use it however they see fit, no matter what its cost.
Knowing is good, but knowing everything is better. So, mate, is there anything you want to tell us?
Now, what's odd about this, no matter where you go to look this up, there were two movies with the word circle in it. There was a 2015 movie just called Circle. And then this movie, 2017 release date. And as you pointed out, Paxton died last year, so obviously this movie was made and produced. It was released this year after Paxton's death. The movie itself, when Michael and I were watching this last night, we just got this profound sense. I think the word you used was creepy.
Yes.
The word I used was unsettling. And you got the flavor of this without knowing why. I mean, you know how things, scripts are and how producers do things. You know all of that, the inner workings of this stuff, to a greater or lesser extent, more so than I. But you and I, without really discovering what the storyline was about or anything about the movie at all, we saw nothing in advance. We read nothing. We saw nothing. I plopped it in. You and I are watching this. You got creeped out. I got skin crawly. And there was nothing really revealed of the content of the movie. And then from there on out, it just got weirder and stranger and stranger.
Very true. There's a number of things that came to mind over that, John, because there was messaging, and it wasn't subliminal. It was overt messaging that was coming out that we were both picking up on. And one of the first ones that I got very shortly through the picture as I was experiencing this, and I'm sure the listening audience is aware, that over the years, all the way back to, I believe, 1984, as we know, the powers that be, the deep state, the Illuminati, call them what you will, it's their religion to give us warning on what is about to come.
You mentioned that, yes.
Yes, and so what I did today is I just simply went into YouTube and I typed in 9/11 movie warnings. Guess how many hits I got? 236,000. Right here. And it depicts what movies were warnings of 9/11.
So in context of this movie, The Circle, you're saying that this is just a ha-ha in your face, it's already here.
It's already here. And what I was picking up from that is a lot of what they were depicting in the movie. And I would encourage everybody in the audience to go to Redbox and rent the movie The Circle and watch it for yourself, because the messages were clear and in our face that not only is it already here, but what they are attempting to do over, and my prediction to you, John, was in the next 5 years, if they pull this off, okay, this is what the world is going to be. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say, you know, I want to give the people a synopsis of the movie. It's got some interesting twists and turns, but here's the synopsis of the movie. Here's a brand new internet company that fires up, that's doing platforms and doing all kinds of wonderful internet things. They are a company called The Circle, which Tom Hanks and his partner own. Mm-hmm. And ironically, it's the complex itself, which is absolutely humongous, is built in what? A circle.
A circle, yes.
Okay. So here is a company that's got new technologies and new ideas, and they're moving forth. Well, Emma Watson shows up. She is what is called a guppy. She is actually hired by this company, The Circle. And then she comes, she's just a little groundbreaking. Even though she's new, she gives the owner, being in this movie, Tom Hanks, some wonderful ideas of what they can do with this technology to move forward, which happens to be in his kind of unrevealed vision of where he wants to go, where he wants society, culture, government, everything that we do, this is going to be a monumental change. Now, the technology, you said, Michael, this stuff already exists.
Yes, it does. To the degree, well, and some of it may not, or it may be on the precipice of existing, and I'll give you a couple of examples. They ultimately, as the movie progresses, this girl is given a bracelet. She's gone into a doctor's office, which they put a couple of little things on her, I don't know what you call them, on her chest, and they put a bracelet on her, and it now monitors everything that she does. It monitors her breathing. It monitors her digestion. It monitors her thought patterns. Everything that you could possibly do in breathing life on this planet, it is monitoring. And there's a point in the movie where she decides to come out and be totally transparent after she goes through an event that she basically steals a kayak and goes out in the middle of the lake, which she loved doing. And she was seen doing it. So
by the big brother.
By the big brother, yes. By Tom Hanks, the owner of the company. And ultimately what happens is she decides to go transparent, where everything in her life, from the time she wakes up till the time she goes to bed, and even during the night, is transparent for the entire world to see.
Okay, at this juncture, let's explain to folks out there that for societal cohesiveness, for humanitarian reasons, for safety, whether it's preventing data supply to prevent traffic accidents, suicides, or to even use the technology, and this is where this really starts to creep me out, is that they build a network worldwide of people that are part of this circle. And you can join. It's kind of like this big social media thing. But they demonstrate in this movie, well, we've got a billion or two people online right now. Let's see what this technology can do. They pick a guy, or a woman, rather.
Pick a woman, yeah.
A woman that...
A wanted criminal.
A wanted criminal that had put three of her children in a closet, locked closet, and went on vacation to some island someplace, and she was subsequently charged with murder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She escapes.
Drops
off the radar completely. She's got a new identity. She's working someplace off the radar scope entirely. They choose this one. Let's see if we can find this woman. And they set the clock. They said, we can do this in 30 minutes or less. Well, it came in at about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And how this happened, ladies and gentlemen, everybody using their smart phone devices or members, they're getting text and tweeted and this, that, and the other. They become an interactive part of the surveillance network under the auspices of let's go get a bad guy.
Right. It was less than 10 minutes, actually. They caught her. I believe she was working in some kind of a
laundry
or something. But, yes, they caught her within 10 minutes. And it goes beyond that, because this girl had an admirer who had been a friend most of her life that really didn't understand her, and he knew she was getting involved in something he really didn't want to be in. And he was kind of on the outside, like we are, folks. Okay, this guy is more of an awakened person than she was. She was very naive, young, rookie or guppy, as Tom Hanks called her. So they picked going after a friend of hers, which happened to be this guy.
That didn't want to be a part of cyber freak world, anything.
Right, and he did not want to be tracked. He did not want to be traced. He did not want anything to do with this. And ultimately, they're tracking down of this guy with all the cameras in his face when they caught him, which was very quickly, by the way.
Drones included.
Drones included, yes. And he tried to escape in a truck to get away from these people and ultimately went off a bridge and drove to his death. And that is what started to turn her around, because it killed her best friend. But her parents even...
This was the interesting part. Now, in this move to become transparent, because this is important to remember, folks, this was one of these not so, I should say, couch messages. It was very clear without explanation, really, in the movie, that Emma, the little gal that has no depth in acting, but anyhow, aside from my personal observations, discovers that a secret is really a lie. Because in having secrets and not sharing them with others, not letting their secrets into your lives, that, are we better off, do we act better as human beings if we're being watched? Okay, if Big Brother was sitting there watching you 24/7, and you were a cocaine dealer, are you going to be seen jumping on boats with bales of cocaine or whatever, however they ship it? No, you're not. But part of this thing was to have cameras. And this was new technology camera, about the size of an eyeball, and kind of remarkably technologically looked like an eyeball. Had a little lens in there, but it was, I don't know how it was powered, it didn't say that, but it had instant communication to satellite. So it could upload data real-time into a satellite and be shared in a global network. Well, on her quest to go transparent, of course, she put this in her family's house, her mother and father's house. And it became rather embarrassing, and the parents really got miffed at her when the circle, she accidentally let the entire world see. Now, keep in mind that
Bill Paxton
had multiple sclerosis. And it showed a quick scene of him reclined in a bed on his back, butt naked, with his wife using a device on him. And that went out viral immediately. Well, they since popped the little eyeballs out of their house, probably flushed them down the toilet. But these were two events that started to turn this Emma woman in a very convoluted way. Now, Mike, I've been going through the web here, and people are trying to explain the ending, which I am having a problem with. They were under investigation, Tom Hanks was, in this company for antitrust violations, this, that, and the other. But the Emma girl comes in and says, well, look, we can use this for humanitarian reasons. We can do this to register voters. And they gave the samples of the United States, how many registered voters there were. And, you know, we can mandate that people have to sign up to vote. We can make this mandatory not only in the United States but worldwide.
Yes.
Imagine all the people that are plugged into this matrix, or I'm sorry, the circle, and they have to vote. That's the responsibility of the government to make sure every one of their people are signed up on the voting rolls. And that's going to be part of your circle duty, is to vote. Now, I'm looking at this and I'm going, wow. But there's going to be punishment for not going along with this program. And there's really
sounds kind of like Obamacare, doesn't it?
Well, and it's very interesting because they started to get around to the health issue as well. You even heard it in the trailer about health issues. But this is the and folks, all the ability to capture all of this information, whether it be by camera in a public space, a camera on your laptop, the ability for your cell phone to listen to your conversations, your Samsung TV to take pictures of you or to hear your conversations. All the data retrieving hardware is already out there in mass and public. Now, what has not taken place, at least, and I'm not a GS-19 or 20, I don't know, I don't think you are either, Mike.
No.
Okay, we don't have those government funds. Now, do we know that the federal government does not have a collating system? And that's what this movie was really about, putting the circle together, interoperability, a platform to bring in this all-knowing, all-seeing, and it's going to be very honest, it's going to keep its transparency. I mean, think about it, even our politicians. The only time that you're not photographed, and they didn't leave out the bedroom, it was the bathroom. You got 3 minutes. You walk into a bathroom, it automatically cuts the video and the sound for 3 minutes, because I guess you don't want to hear the world hear you farting, okay? Great. A little three-minute privacy, that's all you get out of a 24-hour day. And what's really bizarre about this, as I said, is the technology is already out there to retrieve it. What has not happened as yet, to our knowledge, is a commercially viable platform to pull all this stuff in. We're just talking about data analytics. We're talking about
Algorithms.
We're talking about just another platform to pull all this stuff together, which is already out there, but it has not, to our knowledge, been done.
It hasn't
yet.
Been totally centralized, but I'll give you an example, and I may have mentioned this on my own show. I'll give you that example after the break. I hear the music coming up.
Yeah, but it's a 20-second bump.
Oh, okay.
So you and I could sit here and read half of War and Peace before the break actually happened.
Oh, okay.
See, I'm just treading water right now.
Well, my son and his wife was having a conversation regarding something. You want to stop? Okay.
Oh, yeah, you can stop now because you just blew off 20 seconds. We'll be back.
reason to get excited.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Alrighty, we're back. And Michael, we were rudely interrupted by that commercialization.
Yes, what I was going to share with the audience is that my son, when I was back east, was having a conversation with his wife regarding a purchase of something. I don't remember what it was.
Didn't and have something to do with horses or saddle
might
or something?
Might have been a saddle, something. Okay. She's a barrel racer. So anyway, he had his cell phone probably within 4 feet of him, and he was also close to his computer. And ironically, he was shocked to find out that within a minute of that conversation, he goes to his computer, and all of a sudden these ads are popping up for the same thing that what they were talking about, the possible purchase. So this technology is already here. They are already listening. So what you were talking about, putting it into context with, you know, somebody just bringing it all together. Kellyanne Conway came out, I think, right after the election or the inauguration, and she was talking about how, you know, the microwave's watching, the refrigerator's watching you, the computer's watching you, everything's watching you, and she was almost laughed off the set mainstream media, but she was telling the truth. And so this movie basically just, as far as what I was creeped out about, put it right in our face, just like I mentioned to you about the preemption of 9/11, going back all the way back to the Terminator in 1984. They are telling us what they're doing. They are putting it out there for us to see, and it's us up to us to disseminate.
Well, what the creepy thing about this was that Tom Hanks, and this is the guy that spent weeks with the Obama vacation. Mm-hmm. I guess he could really tell us if Michelle Obama was really a man or a woman. But at any rate, he is politically left. And that's unfortunate for Hollywood actors to leave us in the realm of fantasy land. What's a movie designed to do? A movie tells a story with moving pictures and lines and action. And it's the newer version of a condensed book. Let's just put it that way. But you don't get to use your imagination. It's the producers and, more importantly, the directors and the actors that's going to relay this story to you. So movies are supposed to be a storytelling format. Well, this told more than just a story. And I'm wondering if anybody out there has seen this movie. It was just released. I don't know that it even had a theatrical release.
I don't remember seeing anything about it in the theaters.
I don't either. And there it is. All of a sudden, it pops up on scene as if to be unadvertised and just slowly introduced and let word of mouth draw people to the movie. You know, how the hell would you promote this? Now, they had a trailer for it. I don't know where that trailer played.
And the trailer didn't make all that much sense in the context of it, but you're just coming to it out of the blue.
Yeah.
The trailer itself didn't make a whole lot of sense. It wasn't enough to get you to say, oh, I want to see that movie.
Okay, and they talked about the government, you know, that this could be, oh, this could save the government billions of dollars. Well, the government has been working on its own surveillance systems for a number of years. We've heard the horror stories about the massive computer banks, the super speed computers based in Colorado. But then there's something we haven't even brought up yet. It's the AI that's going to be infused into this, and this is the artificial intelligence, which is going to allow the computers to do their own thinking. Now, when you make that statement, folks, use your imagination and then amp that up at Mach. No, it's not even Mach. It's like the speed of light, tenfold, with its ability to take all these algorithms, take all this data, make sense of it, to do whatever they want to do with this. And we are this close. We're still debating in this country today. And by the way, I wanted to throw this in before the bottom of the hour break. I just saw Jeff Sessions come out, and all this leaking is going to stop. Well, who was it? One Eric Snowden. Didn't he leak? He was a subcontractor for the government.
Yes, CIA contractor.
Okay. And then we have WikiLeaks founder, Julian Assange.
It was Edward Snowden.
Edward Snowden. So these, and you heard the rhetoric, folks, coming out of the mainstream media. Let's just call it what it is. It's the controlled information channels, the propaganda channels that they do their level best to clean and to pre-digest and presuppose and package for your propaganda consumption. But we've left out the artificial intelligence. They plug that into existing platforms or make a platform and then automate this thing. There is literally, with the technology, the gathering technology, the stuff that's out there in the marketplace today is able to do this. Now, got to take this bottom of the hour break. If anybody has seen this movie, we want to hear from you. 800-313-9443. I've been reading review after review after review. They've evidently scrubbed that because I'm not seeing 0.5% that were critical of this movie.
And I didn't see any comments by an awakened American.
And talking about Big Brother, here it is right now.
Mm-hmm. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Collagen Max is an amazing supplement from NutraMedical.com. It is an amazing form of silica that prevents polymerization. It stimulates an enzyme that makes collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid polymer in the skin, eyes, and joints, and also helps to make the glycosaminoglycans of joints. Because of its many properties, it triples the rate of a reaction called a proline transhydroxylase. It reduces wrinkles, improves the thickness of the shaft of hair, and reduces joint pain, improves the bone mineralization, etc. It's simply amazing. To order Collagen Max from NutraMedical, choline stabilized dorsal silicic silicon, order at 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com. Again, that's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, lo and behold, I'm watching One America News Network, and they're doing a story for humanitarian reasons, and other than government agencies, are looking at the bondage slavery of, what did they say, how many millions?
I don't remember how many, 80 million, it was 80 million.
80 million people in India that are at brick-making facilities and kilns. Mm-hmm. Now, these are supposedly indentured slaves.
Yes.
And then I called you down from upstairs. You were in the middle of doing something.
I was disseminating
a
letter.
You were doing your whatevers. And I said, Michael, you need to see this. Well, what is it? I said, no, you need to see it. I can't tell you about it. You need to see it. So you watch this.
Mm-hmm.
And what it was the concept and principle of the circle, that they're going to use people on the ground through a network that are going to be able to gather information on the ground and then upload it to these various organizations for humanitarian reasons. And that was a big thrust on this the circle thing, whether it's to reduce crime. Isn't it a shame that people have to die and the aid doesn't get there? We can get to you literally in minutes. And if you're connected to this network, and your secrets are not lies, so if you're totally transparent, everybody knows at every minute of the day, knows your schedule, They do the algorithm. Something pops out of the ordinary. And, well, there's going to be somebody that's going to be snooping around, or I'm sorry, inquiring about your welfare and your whereabouts and everything else. Oh, and by the way, you are pretty much chipped in this. So they know exactly where you are at all times, no matter where you are.
How you're breathing, how your digestion is performing.
What you're doing with
what time you go to the bathroom.
Almost paraplegic people, naked old people in the bedroom.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, all of that.
Yes. Well, life just gets better.
Well, let me do this. Where are we going?
Are we going to play the clip where the crickets on mainstream TV, mainstream media, are chirping? On every national network, the crickets are chirping about the next story that you're going to play the clip on.
Okay. Yes. And again, folks, they are neoconish to a degree. But One America News, Michael, you've been watching this the last couple of days,
mm-hmm.
is presenting the news. And when I was I in error that they run the news stories, the headlines worldwide, nation, worldwide, all that?
Well, yes, and I've noticed that they're running a number of news stories that alternative media news runs, and you won't see them on any other network.
Well, and it's kind of mysterious and amazing. I'll post something up on our website, and it'll end up in their news cycle within that day or the very next day, mm-hmm. generally the next day. So the eyes are watching and paying attention and trying to tap in what somebody is perceiving, what information the American people want to see. But again, I caution that they're still part of the Matrix, still part of the military-industrial complex and the heroes and the rah-rah and let's go kill somebody because that's going to keep us free. But the presentation of the news is by and large, I guess they could steal Fox's tagline because they're not using it, fair and balanced. You know, we report, you decide. No, what they're deciding is what they report.
We distort, you comply. Right?
No, but they just give you an opinion rather than fact, and then you have your opinion on their opinion on the news that they really didn't report. You know, it's the knowns and the unknowns, Michael.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, you know, there's some things you know, there's some things we know, some things we don't know, some things we don't know that we don't know, John. So.
Well, but how do you know at what point if you don't know what you're supposed to know?
Well, you're not supposed to know. But if you do know, and you're supposed to know certain things that are known to be known, but there are unknowns that you don't know that you don't know that they're not going to tell you, John, like mainstream news that doesn't
report
this.
Well, how do I know
this?
That they know?
Well, you don't know. That's the key. You have to be part of the inner circle. You must be. What was that word that you used?
Oh, it's. This was another word. It was woven throughout this movie, and it's the term completion.
There we go.
Yes.
Yes. Completion in transparency,
and
secrets
are lies.
Are lies. Yes. Yes.
Clint in Utah. Hello, Clint.
Well, greetings, John.
Well, Yeah, I know who this is. Clint Richardson.
How you doing?
How the hell are you?
I'm pretty good. Greetings, Michael, as well.
Hey, how you doing, Clint?
Good, good. I wanted to say that I was going to go see this movie. I'm so glad you're talking about it, because I was going to go see it. I went and looked at Rotten Tomatoes. You know what Rotten Tomatoes is?
Oh, yeah. They're critics, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a social media thing where you can chime in and you can put your vote in as to whether it's a good movie or not. And I'm starting to think that the worst, because this one got a 15%. 15% of people actually gave this a thumbs up. So that means 85% gave it a thumbs down.
That's a great scale as to how many people in this country are awake, Clint. The 15%.
Well, I don't think it's...
Go ahead.
Exactly. I don't think it's so much that about being awake or not. I believe, like, I've tried to get people, we all have this experience, we get people to try to watch something and they don't like it. Why don't they like it? Because it's their life.
But what I
like this stuff.
Yeah, Clint, what I noticed, though, is, and Michael and I were both looking, and it didn't matter who was doing reviews, whether it's the IMBD or whatever they call themselves. What I particularly noticed is it was either A, scrubbed of real negative comment on this movie, or by and large, this Mac Daddy of right in your face just went over their pee-picking little heads.
Well, I'll tell you what. I want to give you an example. And if you guys have Netflix by chance, there's a... And I recommend your whole audience check this whole series out, because it's a brilliant series, an original Netflix thing. It's called the Black Mirror, or Dark Mirror. Black Mirror or Dark Mirror. It's Black Mirror. And it's a series that actually goes into sort of what they predict the future will be like in a science fiction-y sort of way, dealing with this kind of technology, all the artificial intelligence and the transhumanism and all that stuff. So it's a fascinating series. I tell you, there's one at the beginning of series of season number three where it's much worse, actually, than what this movie sounds like it's portraying. It's where everybody, when you go, if I were to be listening to your show right now, I would be sort of obligated to rate you, give you a 5-star or a 4-star or a 3-star rating. And everybody I come up to in society and I interact with, I'm expected, like a Facebook application, to just sort of swipe you a rating, right? So, see, it's like you're rating everything that's happening in your life right at the time. And your social status, your credit status, everything is based on the notion that you have a 5 or 4-star rating. If you have something less than that, because people are giving you a bad, you know, thumbs up or thumbs down kind of thing, a bad rating or a 3 or a 2.
I'm not taking this dickhead's phone call.
Well, let me, Clint, let me do this, because we actually, now you say you have not yet seen the movie, right?
I haven't.
Okay. Let me take Clint, let me take this guy. He's in Phoenix, Arizona. He actually saw the movie. Morgan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Actually, the movie came out in March, I believe.
Okay.
It was a theater release. It was out in the theaters for 2-3 weeks. And then it went to videos. I saw it on Amazon. I thought it was a cautionary tale, basically showing forward kind of things, and allowing people to analyze that and say yay or nay before it actually came up on them.
All right.
Emma Thompson from, or Emma...
Not
Watson.
Yeah, Watson.
Emma Watson, yeah, she's from Harry Potter fame.
Okay.
And she's been the United Nations feminist movement person.
In real life?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
In real life, yeah. There's videos of her making speeches to the UN about feminist needs and things like that. So I would consider her moving towards being a globalist.
She is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll accept that.
Yeah.
But the movie was a cautionary tale in the fact that the superiors, Tom Hanks and his partner, who is a comedian that I forget his name right off there now, but they were behind the scenes and they made backroom deals, and they actually showed her going into some of those places where they didn't have monitoring. And she then opens up the monitoring to them to expose their corruption and their goals.
But the thing, and we have the listening audience, by the way, at a disadvantage, because the majority, if not all of this audience, has not seen the movie. You did. Supposedly, this Tom Hanks and his business partner, old Emma, in front of God and all his people and on the entire network that now is totaling billions worldwide, is up on stage for all to see and hear. And she exposes all the emails, all the private emails, all the communications, all the underhanded stuff that he had done. The partner walks off stage, grabs his little camera eyeball. He's no longer transparent. But there is Tom Hanks sitting there, and then all of a sudden the power goes down. And everybody in the audience lights them up with their cell phone screens. She walks off stage. There was Tom Hanks sitting there forlornly on stage in a single seat, center stage. She walks into the audience, and then the end of the movie was, there's the Matrix. It's there in front of your face, and it's operating. She didn't do anything. She just exposed a little bit of the underhanded stuff that he was doing, but she's the one that made it go possible, or made it possible, in other words, to keep this thing and to garner more people into their circle. So I don't understand how Tom Hanks ended up on the bad end of the stick on this deal, because his vision, augmented by her added vision, to turn this into a total information awareness program, by the end of the movie, was in place.
Yes, it was in place, but she was also exposing it for the corruption that they were doing behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Well, at the very end, he said, oh, we're so screwed.
Well, you know, look, yeah, I know, but that's like Ford Motor Company still making Pinos with rear-end crashes that the gas tank would explode and kill everybody. But don't worry, folks, we're going to put a fire extinguisher in your Pino in case you survive, and maybe you can get yourself out of the car before you're cooked to death. That was, in my assessment, that's how the end of the movie ended. All right, well, Morgan, I appreciate your call. I really do. Clint still there?
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Clint? Yeah. Clint?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, very much.
Yeah, you need to see this, Clint. You really do, because...
I do.
Yeah, as I was going to say here, it's... As Michael said, you know, on the issue of 9/11, you know, there was warnings out there. Probably the best one that I saw, what was the offshoot, Mike, of the X-Files?
Yeah, The Lone Gunman.
The Lone Gunman. That was actually a scenario, a TV show that they did, and a hijacked jet is flying into the Twin Towers. Shunt the controlling mechanism that was controlling the flight controls of the airplane, and they avoided hitting the Twin Towers. But, Clint, over and over and over again, it's almost like it's a giddy-ha-ha between the CIA, the real insiders, the real ne'er-do-wells, the Illuminists, the baby screwers, the mother screwers, and whoever else that wants to get into being kind of sitting around on the top of their pyramid like Cheshire cats, you know, smiling, and they throw these bones out to the American public. Now, I've heard that it's almost mandatory that, well, you've got to let people know what you're up to. It's like a public listing. You know, you put it in the ad pages. Nobody reads the newspaper. Hey, but we, by law, we fulfilled our obligation to let the public know. And see, here's our ad in the...
you know, it's what Michael was saying. You know, this is actually part of the Kabbalist notion that if I tell you openly and show you openly with Hollywood productions and all these different, you know, methods of getting it into your home, basically, if I show you what I'm going to do, if I show you how I'm going to harm you or kill you, and you don't do anything about it, well, then I have no karma.
No, then by their definition, you've accepted it, Clint.
Exactly. You've consented with silence, basically.
Right, silence is consent. And so with that, if they put it out there, according to at least from what I've heard is their religion, they put it out there. If you can disseminate it, if you can, you know, read their code, if you will, and you do nothing about it, then you've automatically consented to it. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, it's truly frightening. Let me read you something else here. This Facebook shuts down their AI system, their artificial intelligence system, after it invents its own language. Digital Journal reports that the system was trained in English, but decided it was an inefficient and illogical way of communicating. The solution it came up with was to create a system of code words and phrases that made the AIs sound like slightly drunk. And of course, they're teaching it to deal with all the crazy, corrupt things. Instead of giving it a foundation of natural law, it's giving it a foundation of banking and all this other crap. So, of course, you're going to have an AI based on the really screwed up civilization that we live in, instead of something with a foundation and moral rectitude, right? So, here you've got Facebook creating an AI. The AI takes over, and they have to shut it down before it creates a language that takes over Facebook. So, I mean, imagine, if you will, the same scenario controlled by a completely off the hook, out of control artificial intelligence.
Scary thought, Clint.
Well, and like I said, Clint, look, we have been spoon-fed that we're under threat. We are under constant threat, and it's from the enemies that really hate us because we have McDonald's, fractionalizers or banking, and XXX movie theaters. You know, we're hated because we have all these freedoms. And what I see the narrative being used as to set up the police state until they can come to some kind of nexus here to demonstrate that we're all under threat because we've been blowing the crap out of millions of people for no damn good reason at all. And, oh, terrorism is here, the threat is here, so we have to rob you of your civil liberties, or at least we have to adjust them because we're under threat. Clint, hang on a second. I've got to take this break. Hang on 1 minute.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
All right, we're back. Clint, I got Lark up in Dallas, Texas with us. Hello, Lark. Lark?
Hey, guys.
Lark!
How are you?
Hey.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you fine.
Well, I just thought I'd point out a few things for y'all and the listeners as to perhaps the how and why of these kinds of programs came to be. That we're actually witnessing, aside from the movie. I don't go to, I haven't been to a Hollywood movie since
I think, 1986. And I don't intend to ever go see another one again. But here's how it developed. There was a man named Herman Goldstein from the University of Wisconsin at Madison who developed something called POP. That's an acronym for Problem-Oriented Policing. Now, this was picked up by a man named Martin Seligman, and he developed what became instrumental in its development of something called the COPS program. That's an acronym for Community-Oriented Policing Services. And this was installed as part of the Violent Crime Act of 1994 during the Clinton administration. Martin Seligman is central to this theory, so-called, of learned helplessness. Learned helplessness. And the funding for these kinds of programs emanated from what's called JINSA, another acronym for the Jewish Institute of National Security Affairs. And within JINSA, they had a program called LEAP, another acronym for the Law Enforcement Exchange Program, because, of course, the Israelis were the world's premier anti-terrorist police specialist, so-called.
And this is, and by the way, this is where, out in L.A., this is where special weapons and tactics came into being. A group of people were sent over to Israel for the door-to-door house search and seizure type of dynamic entry. If a parakeet, you break into somebody's house, or a dog look like it's going to be of some sort of danger to you, just shoot it and ask questions later.
Well, you're right, and there's a link to an article in the in nationalintelreport.chatango.com's chat room to a story of a woman in Detroit who was suing the police officers and the police department and perhaps even the city because three cops did a knock and talk and came in and basically blew away her three dogs. One of which was behind a bathroom door, posing no threat whatsoever to the officers.
Right.
And one of the officers that was in on the murder of these dogs has 73 kills. 73 kills. And so finally, I want to say that what you were describing regarding the predictive programming and so forth, If you or the listeners or Michael or anyone else wants to do a search, you can do a search and you can see what's behind this. It's called Revelation of the Method and then Externalization of the Hierarchy. And the law, one of the foundational laws for communitarian law enforcement and the communitarian law which is practiced in our courts today is known as R2P, Responsibility to Protect. And this is how we are all becoming at once gangsters and also enslaved.
Okay, and I got to stop you right there. We got to go to the top of the hour break. Right?
Yeah, we are.
The music's there. Yeah.
Lark, I appreciate you calling in. Clint, you and I have got to talk here, my friend. Clint?
Yes, sorry.
Okay.
I need to talk to you.
yeah, you do. Okay, hang on a second. We got to take top of the hour break.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.